Hello, this is Jim in Texas. This is podcast number 2, part A, GPS Buffoon. The purpose of this podcast was to fly practice GPS approaches in a Cessna 177RG Cardinal, a small single-engine Cessna, to fly GPS approaches and demonstrate to the listening audience best practices and good piloting technique. Well, we did accomplish the flying the GPS approaches, but there's a certain amount of buffoonery and idiocy in this tape, all due to your humble narrator's buffoonery. So instead of being best practices, this will be a demonstration of okay practices with occasional attacks of buffoonery. The flight takes place at Austin Bergstrom Airport. We fly to the Giddings Airport in Giddings, Texas. If you're really a fanatic about this, you could go to airnav.com and you could download the airport diagram for Austin, KAUS. And you could go download the GPS runway 35 approach chart for Giddings Airport, Texas, which the identifier is KGYB, Kilo Golf Yankee Bravo. It's a classic T-shaped GPS approach. My safety pilot on this mission was my friend Bo, who's a partner in our plane. One other warning. I don't like to have expletives in my podcast, but in the interest of truth and honesty, there are expletives in this podcast. In particular, podcast begins with us listening to the automatic terminal information system and starting up the engine. We'll start talking about our friend Rudy's strobe lights. And when you hear me tell Bo that we have two very bright wingtip strobe lights, if you have small children or people who don't like to hear profanity, turn the volume down for about 30 seconds and then turn it back up. Remember, shortly after Jim says we have two very bright wingtip strobes, there's serious profanity for a moment there. I'm going to break this up probably into three parts. The first part will be the departure from Bergstrom. Second part will be the first GPS approach to Giddings. And the third part will be the second GPS approach and a little bit of the recovery into Bergstrom. So without further ado, here is start, taxi, takeoff, and departure from Bergstrom Airport in a Cessna 177RG.
Live on initial contact, you have information called. Austin Bergstrom International Airport information called 23530. Wind 020 at 11. Visibility 10. Your clouds at 16,000. Temperature 12.-11. Altimeter 3048. Arrivals expect simultaneous visual approach of 35 right, 35 left. All EFR departures contact clearance delivery on 125.5. Bird activity vicinity airport. Advise on initial contact. You have information called.
Okay. I'll get our clearance report started.
Austin Bergstrom International Airport information.
Austin, clearance delivery, Cardinal 8035, golf.
Cardinal 8035, golf, Austin, clearance delivery, go ahead.
We're at signature of the VFR to Giddings, initial heading 100 degrees and 5,500 feet.
Cardinal 35 golf, stand by for your correction for your code.
35 golf.
I forgot my GPS checklist, so we may crash and burn here, get it to work. But I put the flight plan in, which is direct to this place here, POYLU. Giddings, and do what happens.
Cardinal 35 Golf, squawk 0217, departure frequency 118.8.
0217, 18.8, 35 Golf.
Would you set that, please, Bo?
35 Golf, three back to correct it.
35 Golf.
0217, please. Can't reach the... I got short little stubby arms.
Clarence, other 28.10, golf to Dallas.
And I've got golf, and this will just be for some practice, and I'll be coming back to Austin.
Number 6302, I'll copy and rebacks correctly.
There it is. I don't know what was that.
Well, that was strange.
Well, for the benefit of the podcast listeners, started the engine, our aircon didn't work initially, but it decided to work. So, Bo and I are going to go flying here in just a few minutes. This is like, thanks. Combobulated here. A quick look at the oil pressure. Other stuff, we got positive charge. Looking good. Okay. If I forget it, a couple of things to make sure I don't forget is turn the transponder on, and when we do a run up, you don't need a damn strobe right now.
No!
Our friend Rudy is right next door to us. He's taxiing away with his strobes going. Which is, I think, uncool.
I wondered if he had strobes on that plane.
Maybe he can't turn them off. He said he's only flown it twice, so maybe he doesn't know where the switch is. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He doesn't mean to blind us. We're going to run up. Let's be sure they're scanning for cold cylinders. And what else has to be done on this airplane or you crash? Flaps, yeah. Okay, watch that stuff for me. Even though we're supposed to practice single pilot, we don't. You don't want to die together. Okay. 120 only. Set the radio set. Call a taxi. All right.
Well, the display seems to have come up now that the engine's running.
Yeah, I think it has to do with light. You know, it needs a little bit of light for the dimmer thing to set the thing. So, tower frequency here. Senior moment. Is it 121.0?
Yep. 121.0.
Okay.
Almost always.
All right. Got that. Is information golf? I turn my strobes on to start, but I turn them off. Maybe that's why you had them on, because I had mine on. I apologize, Rudy. I had my strobes on.
Well, we only have a tail.
No, we have two very bright wingtip strobes. And we got chocks in! God damn it! Shit!
Let me take care of that for
you. Would you please? Or do you want... Okay, you're going to stay clear of the prop, right? Oh! Poor Bo fell down. It's on my left side. It's on the pilot side. Go around the back. I hate it. God, how you... In front of the whole podcast audience. It's cold and clearer to foot. You okay, Bo? Bro, Bo.
Yes, I just tripped over the main gear to entertain you.
Just glad you went backwards. That's the last time. That's a lesson learned. Next time that happens, I'm shutting the engine down. Because you could have gone the other way, and we'd have had a mess to clean up on the ramp.
Yeah, that would have been a real mess.
So that was a stupid mistake one for me. You do that.
Last time it happened to me, I just drove over it.
Austin ground, Cardinal 8035 golf is signature for taxi with golf.
Cardinal 8035 golf, Austin ground, taxi runway 35 right via taxiway Bravo.
35 35 right with Bravo for 35 golf.
Okay, Bravo is the first one.
Yes.
I always get confused about that.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
Yeah, right.
East to west.
Immersion friendly yellow line. It's your friend.
35, not 17.
Oh, whoa. Bless America. One more like that, we're just going to taxi back. That's too stupid to fly.
And I was about to say, I like it when the wind's out of the north because the taxi is so much shorter.
Yeah.
623 for pushback at gate number 13.
American 623 Austin Ground, push the pilot's discretion, expect runway 35 left. And information hotel is now current advised when you have that.
American 623, we'll get hotel and understand clear to push going to 35 left.
That's correct. And so aircraft information hotel is current, wind 02010, altimeter 3050.
What'd she say? 3050? Yeah. Good lord. That's some high pressure. Even that's low. And that's only showing 400 feet. It'd be closer to 500. It's been a long time since I've set that much altimeter in.
Altimeter 3050. Arrival is expected.
Oops. Fair enough. I'm going to remember to close the cowl flaps, too, after we take off. It is clear. By our standards, fairly cold, although it's not freezing. Okay. Before takeoff checklist. Call that my gym of Borg light. Lights on my headset. Okay. Starting engine, we've done. Oil pressure, oxyfump is off. Parking brake. Doors, make sure your door's closed and locked. Flight controls, already. But I'll check them again. Overhaul really helped.
451 Alpha, off the ground, taxi to Trajan.
Taxi to Trajan, 51 Alpha.
So it's trims. Okay, time for our 1800 RPM run up. Got a 1 mag. Nice and smooth. Just check this. Let's just do this. Let's check these.
Looks good.
I'll put that on number 2. Go ahead and put the transponder on transmit now. I've never had them get mad at me for that, but I've had them get mad at me for forgetting it. Oh, let's cycle the prop, too. Okay, that works. I don't like to do it 3 times. I don't know why people say
hello, off the ground, American 623. No taxi with information hotel.
All right, I'm withholding the strobes until we're clear for takeoff.
Hang off the ground, thank you.
Everything
American
else is
623,
good.
We have information hotel.
All the engines.
Would you like 10 degrees of flaps?
Yeah. Okay. That's the tower.
Hotel 63 Hotel, contact departure today.
Switching departure, 63 Hotel.
Tower Cardinal 8035 Golf radio 35 right.
Cardinal 8035 Golf Awesome Terror. Flighting 010 runway 35 right, clear for takeoff.
010, clear for takeoff 35 Golf.
Austin Tower, Brady 123 Tango Sierra is with the establishment outlet 35 right.
Check the final.
November 3 Tango Sierra, Austin Tower, runway 35 right, clear to land.
Clear to land, 35 right, thanks, 3 Tango Sierra.
Like we got one on the other runway.
Lots of lights in this runway, built right into the runway. Okay, we're rolling, airspeed's off the peg. Got 50, 60, 70 coming in with some back pressure. We're flying. I'm going basically on the gauges now. Yeah, pretty much I think it's more or less mandatory. Then this airplane on a night takeoff because I can't see. Trim looks good. Okay, I'll start just very gently using it over. Buy on the gear. I think we can pull the gear up. And I told him 5,500. I like to fly high.
I concur.
Just a 3-5 golf, there's a helicopter ahead. And just slightly to your right, low level southeastbound at 1,400.
I got him.
Insight for 3-5 golf.
I'm Mustang.
Star Flight 2, there's a Cessna over at 2 o'clock, or a mile or so, disappointed towards the northeast, climbing, has you in sight.
010, take me right into him. So I'm going to hold off on that.
35 Golf, I don't see any position lights. I see your strobe light, but there we go. Thank you.
Always forget something. Man alive. God, I'm glad I'm not still in the Air Force. I'm going to be going to a firing squad now. Okay, looks like we're clear, Starflight. Yeah, I'm back on 010 now. Ready on the autopilot here. Flaps coming up. Yeah, go ahead and get flat.
Just a 35 Golf, turn right now, heading 030 and contact departure.
030, departure, 35 Golf. So we're at 1800. 19. Austin departure, Cessna 8035 Golf, passing 1900 for 5500.
Remember, 35 Golf, Austin departure, radar contact, flighting 090.
090, 35 Golf. Okay.
Falcon 14, November, send and maintain 2000.
2000, 14, November.
14, November, this traffic 2 o'clock, 7 miles southbound Cherokee 2500. I'll get you below him, I'll have you clear. Good rate, I guess, through 2500, I should say. 6-year tail, there's traffic out there at 10 o'clock, and 6 miles descending through 4200 at Falcon Jet.
6-year tail, looking.
Okay, after takeoff check, flaps, we got the RPM back to 2500. I'll go ahead and come back on the throttle a little bit.
35 Golf on course is approved.
35 Golf on course. Would you take it and while I grope around for good, I'll put my new limiting device 14 on.
14th November, the traffic's 1 o'clock and 3 miles southbound, 2500.
Yeah, we see somebody over there about 2 o'clock or so low.
Okay. 6-year hotel, the traffic's better out now off here at 3 o'clock and 2.5 miles descending through 2200.
6-year hotel.
Did he say lightning?
November, thank you. Contact tower. We'll see you later.
Ready.
6-3 hotel, the traffic's blowing. Now, no factor.
6-3 hotel, I'll see you.
6-3 hotel, on course for Lockhart's proof.
6-3 hotel, thanks.
How do we turn the heat on in this guy? Let's see. I think there's a couple of knobs down here. There's the defroster, and the cabin heat is right here. Give the cabin heat a little nudge there. Yeah, it doesn't take much. I'll close this eyeball vent. We should be good to go. Crossing over Del Valle High School. This airplane is real. Look at this, Bo. You know, even with me in my retarded IQ-70 mode tonight, I can fly this airplane just with my feet a little bit to kind of nudge it. Let her know what I want, she just does it.
Yep.
No stinking autopilot needed. Nice and smooth.
So yeah,
that helps. Smooth, clear night like this. I'm down to 2,500, so I'll hold, 25 inches of pressure, and I'll keep it at that until we get to our altitude. And looks like we're centering up the GPS, so I'll come back over a little bit to get on course. Okay, that's 110 on the heading. Let's see what our track is. Track's 106. So, track's 137, so we're going to go a little bit more to the left here. So we did got some wind. Even though you'd never know it to feel it. Okay, we're past 45 for 55. Okay, is the approach armed? Thing, message.
Low approach 649 X-rays out of 13-6, cleared to 13,000, information hotel.
649 X-ray, Austin approach, send and maintain 7,000, inspect runway 35 right.
Inspect runway 35 right, and we're cleared to 7,000, 49 X-ray.
Press out, okay.
American 811.
This is where you could lose it.
3,000.
Doing stuff like that, the altimeter and the GPS. If you are careful. You want 3050 or 3150?
3-0. 6-0-2, looks like there might be one in the pattern down there. Lockhart Radar Service terminated, spot 0.200.
Tell them 500 feet to go. 6-0-2,
switching to advisory.
Back to NAP here. Mode. Okay, time to level off. A little bit off course. All that excitement. I'm going to pull back a little bit on the throttle because we're not in that big a hurry. We definitely got some wind tonight.
And Portland X-ray, if I didn't tell you, depart Syntex heading 180 for 35 right.
Depart Syntex heading 180 for runway 35 right, Portland X-ray.
Boy, it doesn't take much on that heat, man.
No, it doesn't.
My calf is frying.
I've already pushed it in a little bit.
Just push it to like the minimum setting, just enough where you get just a little couple of calories of warmth. Okay, track's 98. So we are should be corrected back slowly to the head we want. Okay, put the autopilot on the mode here.
A little hot on the EGT.
Did rise a little bit, didn't it? But did it peak? Question.
American 11, airports 2 becoming 3 o'clock and 6 miles.
Inside American 8 11.
American 811, your clear visual approach, runway 35 left.
Clear visual approach, 35 left, American 8 11.
Okay, that's what's our fuel flow? 10. We got 10 and 23 inches of manifold pressure. We're climbing, which I don't want to do. Got the needle center, so I need to come right 6 plus 3, 9 degrees. Get on track. Stay on track, I should. Start to think about, is this thing an arm for the approach? So to do that, to go over here to airport 8. Sure. GPS 35 approach. How are we doing? We're not crashing, right?
Nope.
Okay. I would think, I'd have to fly a lot more to be comfortable flying a GPS approach without the autopilot.
American 811, contact tower 121.0, bid bay.
21 nothing. Take care, American 811.
Starflight 2, you can squawk, stand by, see you later.
Starflight 2, copy.
Armed. I like this GPS, the Garmin 430 in the other airplane has this wimpy, terminal mode or something?
Yeah.
This is armed. I like that. When that arm light comes on, I'm ready to drop the big one on Moscow.
Well, that's the departure phase. You see what's happened was I started the engine up. I had the chocks in. I forgot to pull the chocks out. I normally do that during the walk around, but because I got there ahead of Bo and was early, I decided to leave them in and wait for Bo in the airplane because it was a little chilly. And then when Bo showed up, he jumped right in and I started starting up without thinking that the chocks were still in. It was really fortunate that Bo didn't fall forward when he tripped and he fell backward away from the prop and not forward. The Cessna 177 Cardinal does not have a strut like most Cessnas. It doesn't have a brace from the middle of the wing to the bottom of the fuselage, so there's really nothing to hold on to. I'll put a picture of the door situation on the blog entry that goes with this podcast, but that's a lesson learned for me. If you leave the chocks in, and we all do it occasionally, then just shut the engine down, kick the chock out, and then start back up. You saw the departure was not flawless. Shortly after taxiing off the parking ramp, I started to go to the wrong runway. Bo corrected me on that. During the actual takeoff, forgot to put the flaps down. Bo corrected me on that. On an almost 9,000-foot runway, it's not a big deal, but it's not a good habit to get into. This airplane does need flaps for thing approaching a max performance takeoff. Taking off, the controller noticed I didn't have my wingtip nav lights on. And I actually filed a NASA report for that, although I don't think he'll burn me on that. You can never file too many NASA reports. Going out, things went pretty well okay. You heard me toward the end there setting up the GPS. The GPS is interesting in the way it's different than earlier navigation systems in that you have to program it tell it what you want to do, and then you've got to watch it to see if it engages and agrees with you. If it agrees with you, then it'll light up lights and needles will swing, and you'll be able to tell that it's doing what you want. But it's very much program the little computer and then sit back and make sure that it took the program and is executing it in the way you expect. Very different than an old-fashioned like ILS where you just dial it in and follow the needles and all the brain power's in the pilot. This time the GPS unit has a fairly sophisticated computer in it. It talks to you by those lights. And I was talking about the arm light. The arm light tells me that it's gone into what we call approach mode, which means it's going to make the needle sensitivity increase as we get closer to the airport, and it's going to fly us from point to point across the various navigational waypoints on the way to the airport. So at this point, we have successfully programmed the GPS. It does seem to be taking us on the runway 35 GPS approach to Giddings, and we've managed to get away from Austin Bertram without killing my safety pilot. On the next episode, we'll fly the approaches, and we'll see how they go. And then maybe we'll have a third part to finish that up and come back to Austin. Thank you for listening. And oh, thank you, Adriana Thorpe, via the PodSafe Music Network for providing the wonderful little song Fly, Fly, Fly as our intro music. This is Jim in Texas, and this is Jim, part A, episode 6.